Welcome to the show. It's called the Family Meeting, where you can say what the hell you want, not get yourself a beating. What happens here stays here, unless it's too damn funny. Our host is the relative, so we can bribe them for money. You may be offended, you may even cry a tear, because you heard something your kids shouldn't hear. So kick the kids on out, or hell, let them listen in. But don't blame us when they take them away. So let the show begin.
Time for the Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
This is Jason Curtis.
Krista Curtis.
And John Curtis.
Jesus Christ.
In 4D.
All right, you're going to have to check the website because John looks fucking retarded right now. All right, coming up this hour, we've got Krista's news on the way. We're also going to share what we did last weekend, but we're going to kick things off with In Cahoots and Rock and Roll Uniform right here on the Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
I look like teriyaki people.
Down the street, niggas Dallas is to hang it.
welcome back to the family meeting that was in cahoots with Rock and Roll Uniform. We actually went and saw those guys on Friday night at the Crocodile.
I thought they were really good.
Yeah, she was rocking so hard she broke her guitar.
Yes, she was. We've seen them a couple of times, and they have grown greatly. If you get a chance to go check them out, they're awesome. They were performing at the Afraid of Figs CD release party, and I feel like an idiot because I can't think of what the new Afraid of Figs CD, Safe? Is that what it was called?
I don't know. Was it called Hot Dog?
No. Why
chicken came out and had that big-ass hot dog. He's trying to show what the...
I'm pretty sure the CD.
I don't think the props had anything to do with it because T was wearing a wedding dress. Yeah, T called wedding dress.
T came out in a wedding dress.
So T's in a wedding dress. Chicken had a hot dog.
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
That sounds like the start of a bad joke. So in cahoots,
or
opened
a good
up the
porno.
Maybe a bad porno.
Yeah, I was trying to roll through my head exactly how would that plot unfold, and I just really didn't want to see that movie. I don't think.
You're missing the good things in life.
So, like I said, In Cahoots opened up the show. Afraid of Figs played, and Clover Jane closed out the show. And every one of those bands was just awesome. If you get a chance to get out there and support some local music, go support these guys because they all kick ass live, and it's just fun to go see live shows. What did you guys think of the Croc? That was the first time you guys had been to the Crocodile, right?
Yeah, I'd never been there before.
Yeah, me too.
I thought it was pretty good.
It's changed quite a bit over the years. For a while it was owned by Peter Buck from REM and his wife, and then they split up and the place closed down for a while. And then Sean Kenny from Alice in Chains, the drummer from Alice in Chains, him and some other guys got together and reopened it, and they've been doing a lot of shows there since they reopened, and the place is just kicking ass.
There's a lot more people to show up to shows downtown Seattle than they do in Tacoma.
It really depends on the venue, but the thing about, and the other thing is we were talking, Beck and I were talking about this on the drive home from the show, it's not that more people show up, it's just that some of the shows that we've gone to, Louis G's holds a shitload of people. I mean, Louis G's is huge, so if you have the same amount of people that were there that were at the Crocodile, it just seems like there's less people,
yeah,
because there's
yeah.
so much room in that place. And then the other show that we had gone to together was at Hell's Kitchen, and that was a hard rock show. Hard rock fans don't show up until they roll out of bed, which is about 11 p.m. and we had bounced by then to go check out the Jupiter Order down at Louis G's. So it's not that people aren't showing up for the shows out in Tacoma. It's just the kind of shows that we were going to see and the venues that we were seeing them at.
So we were leaving there, and we paid for parking because I drove around for blocks. You parked hella far away.
I did.
Third and Wall. We drove for like 2 minutes, and then I saw Wall Street.
John,
I was like,
pissed
damn.
Off six cab drivers by the time we got to Third and Wall.
Yeah, I almost got in like three accidents and almost ran over a couple homeless people.
and that was before he got off second.
But we got back to the car, and this homeless dude came up. He wanted to buy my little parking pass, you know, because he wanted to resell it and get enough money to buy some 211 and shit. And so I said, you don't get my shit for free. I paid $15 for this, right? Give me a buck.
That's why I parked so they goddamn far away, because I didn't pay $15 to park.
So I told him, I said, give me a dollar. He said, I don't got a dollar. Oh, come on, man. I know you've been selling these fucking parking tickets all day. Give me a buck. And he said, he didn't have any. I go, you're going to sell this for $5. I just want a dollar. Give me a buck. And he wouldn't do it. I go, empty your pockets. And so he emptied his pockets.
So you rolled a homeless guy.
I did. I did, for sure.
He got something in return.
And so the homeless dude pulled out 12 cents. I said, give me the fucking 12 cents. Took his 12 cents. And gave him a parking ticket.
Wow. There are some crazy-ass people down there, downtown Seattle.
Me and my ex-girlfriend went down there for a monster truck show. And
why does that not surprise me?
Six-pack of monster trucks. And so there was, like, somebody in a fucking, like reflector vest. Like, they were super official, right? They were, like, they worked there and shit.
You didn't give them the keys to your car, did you?
No, but we gave them the money to park there. And then we came out, and there was nothing there. And then 2 months later... she got some of the mail, said you have a warrant out for your arrest because you didn't pay this parking ticket because you parked for free. And so, like, this person took our money, and then when the cops came around and gave us all tickets, they just took the ticket. And so, like, nobody knew that they got tickets until the ticket was from like $17 to $85, and they had warrants out for their arrest.
Wow, I've gotten some tickets downtown, but I've never fallen for any shit like that. Or had anything like that happen. But I've heard
much,
of stuff like that.
It was $20. It was $20 to park there. $15-$20. I mean, how much money did that person make? That's a good venture right there.
I think we need to invest in some reflector jackets.
Yeah, $3 reflector jacket.
Don't get John tempted. You know he doesn't have shit else to do during the day.
Yeah, you know I don't work.
Sure. I had a guy walk up to me while I was down there. I was standing outside waiting for everybody to get there, and he didn't speak English. He might have been speaking English. I don't know. He was so hammered, I couldn't make out what the dude was saying. But he lifts up his shirt. He said he lifts up his shirt, and he's got staples down his chest all the way from, like, his throat all the way down to the bottom of his stomach. And he just holds out his hand, and he said, "Doctor found in stomach, surgery, bus ride to medicine." And then holds out his hand, and I was like, "Dude, I ain't got any money." And
I'm hoping. You cold-hearted son of a bitch. You're like, well, it looks like you're dying. Yeah, go fuck yourself.
Well, it could have been a scam.
A scam?
This man was stapled. He ain't stapling from nuts to chin for $5.
That just kind of dedication. You deserve a dollar.
You never know. It could have been. I have to say, John said the stupidest thing I've ever heard a grown-ass man say while we're standing there, because everybody that's been to a show knows that shows are long. John says, "If I'd known I was going to have to stand for 4 hours, I'd have had my mom buy me some new shoes." I have never heard a grown-ass man make such a comment.
I think you're twisting my fucking words around.
No, I typed it into my phone right as you said it because I couldn't believe I just heard a grown man say it.
Mom says she was going to buy me some shoes.
Okay, this story's not getting better.
I'm a poor-ass college student. I got no money. I need shoes. And so she said that like 3 weeks ago. And then like every weekend, she's like, "Oh, we'll go out. She needs shoes too. We'll go out shoe shopping with my mama." And so it just hasn't happened yet. And she actually on Friday, she said, "Let's go to the mall and buy shoes." And I said, "No." And so that's what was in my mind. Because like she said, "Let's go get some shoes." And I said no, and then the next day, here I am standing on a concrete floor for 4 hours with my fat ass and my feet hurt.
I gotta say, when we left, my legs and my back hurt too.
Yeah, you gave me a bunch of shit about it, and I'm like, I know your feet hurt too.
But we hung out, and you gave me shit about parking so far away, and I gotta tell you why. Because I was driving around looking for a spot closer, and I saw somebody parallel parking, and they just backed straight in to the car that was parked right behind them. And I've seen people do stuff like that before and then just pull away like, okay, I guess I'm not getting in this spot. This person kept going. They pulled forward, hit the car in front of them, and it was like a bad commercial. They just were ping-ponging their way in there, and then they parked, got out of their car, and they were fine with it. I'm like, I had never seen anybody actually stay in the spot after they did all that. Usually they'll just jet off and not leave a note and be a complete asshole.
We were watching somebody back into one of those angle-in parking spots, and they took so long. John had time to get his phone out, turn it on, and take video of it.
Yeah, it was bad.
You're going to post that on the Facebook site, right?
Well, I mean, I really didn't get that, but I got the video of him just like finishing to pull in, but he was still like
talking about pornos.
But he was still all jacked up, and the dude was like, "So pull out and go like this," and it looked like he was like making little fish signs. His hand was just left or right.
One guy is standing outside the car with a hand on the rear quarter panel, like he's going to guide the car in.
Oh. He should have known how to drive too.
The whole time I was telling John, that is not a woman behind the wheel of that car. That person has a penis, well, no, and they still can't back into that parking spot.
Well, no, Chris was like, why don't the man get in there? He knows that bitch can't drive, and like talking all that shit. And then it got to where we could see the dude, and she was like, "Oh my God, that guy has a penis, and he still can't he can't park a car."
Nice.
Now, it's no secret to us that I cannot parallel park, and I cannot back up. And I'm okay with that.
I can't parallel park either.
I used to parallel park semi trucks downtown Seattle, and these people came and parked. That, what was it, like a Prius or some shit?
I think it was an Accord, but still.
Yeah, I don't even attempt. I'll drive around until I can find a spot I can park in.
When I was 16, I sideswiped like 4 of mom and dad's cars in the driveway trying to back out.
Not to mention she hit 2 cars on one street, and, like sober, like going to school and shit. Like she just.
That doesn't mean she was sober.
What about that Cadillac I backed into? I got that one good. The tires on my car like rolled up on the door.
Yeah, she got hella lucky because they were like, "Oh, we're just gonna trade it in, don't worry," and they didn't even care.
Wow.
But we went to the Puyallup Fair, and we were parking, and the guy told Krista, "Just back your car in right here."
One of those people that wants you to park in their yard, you know?
Yeah.
So backing into his house,
like right toward his house, right? And she's like, "Dude, I'm gonna hit your house," and he's like, "No, you're okay, just back up." And she's like, "I'm gonna hit your house. I ain't gonna park in there." And the dude's like, "Come on, you can do it." And I'm like, "Hey, she's gonna hit your house. Like, don't tell her to do that. You got insurance." And so like, I got out and I backed it in.
John's like 14. I'm like, "John, do this."
Yeah, like don't hit the man's house. Chris was good. Like, she hits parked cars. Ain't nothing about a parked house. She hit that, too.
What else did we do this weekend? We our friend Opie.
You went to Goldberg's.
No, we didn't go to Goldberg's. Oh, I haven't been to Goldberg's forever.
At least 2 weeks, John.
Our buddy Opie got married. Want to say congratulations to him and Jessica. It was a great wedding. The only problem I had is the tuxes were brown, and I look like a goddamn Whopper. When you put a big fat guy into a brown tux, I look like a freaking Whopper or Chef's salty chocolate balls.
I can honestly tell you, I sat around looking at you the whole time, and I did not at one time think, Whoppers.
I'm glad that you... Never mind. But I went
or,
and I changed.
Chocolate salty balls. Yeah.
I went and changed, and one of Opie's brother-in-laws looked at me, and he's like, man, why'd you change so quick? How often in your life do you get to be a chocolate James Brown, James Bond? And I said, the other guys may have looked like chocolate James Bonds. I look like a goddamn Bond. It's... It was not a pleasant experience for me.
It's all
being in one of those monkey suits. I hate getting dressed up, which goes back to, and I was telling those guys this story. I was applying for a job, the job I have now. I went through business careers, and you always have to show up in a shirt and tie, and you have to look nice. Well, they got me my job. I went back to sign the paperwork, and when I went back, I was wearing jeans and a t-shirt. A
Slayer t-shirt.
I wasn't wearing a Slayer t-shirt, but I was wearing jeans and a t-shirt. And a leather jacket, and I walk in, and the woman looks at me, and she goes, you know, there's just some people that look better dressed down. I'm like, how the hell am I supposed to take that comment?
Like, you look really good looking homeless.
Yeah, exactly. That was the most backhanded compliment I've ever gotten in my freaking life. So the service was really nice. That was pretty much all we did. I had a funeral to go to on Sunday, but that was pretty much all I did over the weekend. How about you, Krista?
We pretty much spent the weekend together.
Yeah, we did.
So... So my weekend was pretty much recapped in what you just said. We all contributed. I would like to say Wednesday, I won at pool because I told you all I was going to let you know when I won. So yay me. I won. The team won. So we got first place.
Yeah, we did. So we don't have to play this week.
Right.
Right on. Oh.
So no pool updates this week, people.
Speaking of which, we're not playing Wednesday night. So I'm going to be at the Parlor in Bellevue. I wanted to mention this because friend of the show, Rusty, is performing at the Parlor in Bellevue on Wednesday night for Jay Hollingsworth's True Stories, where comedians get up, tell jokes, and when they get done with it, when they get done with their set, they sit down with Jay and they talk about the true story behind the jokes that they just got done telling. And it's kind of a cool concept, and Rusty is going to be there, and Jay and some other comedians also.
What time is that?
7 o'clock, I want to say, is when the doors open for the Parlor. You can find it on Jay's website, and or you can go to theparlorlive.com and check it out there. And I want to pimp Rusty because he was nice enough to come in and sit with us and put up with our shit for an hour. So.
What did I... I have this class that's really irritating to me. It's a stupid 100-level class. And it's about human relations. It's like, you know, you got to take like 3 or 4 classes just to graduate. Yeah. You know, there's like these stupid required classes.
Yeah.
So this human relations class, all it's for really is so that like these freshmen that come in, when they go into the job, they know how to act around people, pretty much.
Yeah.
And it's human relations in the workplace. And it's a real bullshit. It's like this. And I really hope that I didn't mention anything about to my teacher about this radio show that I have. I mean, she takes it so seriously. You know what I mean?
Well, that's kind of her job.
Yeah, exactly. She gets a check every month.
Yeah, but it's not that kind of class. It's just this little...
It's not the kind of check you get either. It's a check she actually has to go.
It's just this little bullshit class, and you should, like... Every week I have to write, like, a 5 or 6 page paper, and, I mean, it's just...
I took actual classes that didn't even require that kind of work.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's... I'm just saying it's, like, it's not... It's just so overboard of... And it's, so I spent 2 days writing this 6-page paper, and then I had to take like a 2-hour quiz. Oh, it was just irritating. So anyway, I did good on those. Whatever, I better because the class is bullshit. But and so after that,
you better not fail this class. Now you let everybody know it's a bullshit class anyway.
So you better hope she didn't listen.
Yeah. Thursday, I went to pool and I kicked ass like normal on that team at least. And,
yeah, no shit.
I'm 9-1, and the only week that I lost is when you and me were on the Jay Random show, and I downed a bottle of vodka, and then went to pool, And I lost.
He called me that night for a ride home.
And I lost. And so
I can't imagine why. You were tossed when you left the studio.
And that's the only time I ever. That's the only time I lost this session. But I was down 2-0. I hadn't made a single ball. I had 14 balls left on table after 2 games, and I came back and beat him 4-0 to win with an 8-ball break on the last game.
Nice.
So so we got first place too on Thursday. So we'll see your bitch asses in the tourney.
You're on that team too.
I know, but I won't play. So I can't.
John's gonna get some time off to go do whatever, take a nap, sleep it off.
Sleep off the fifth of vodka held down during the tournament.
So that's how my week went, and I did some computer programming, exciting shit there.
All right, cool. Coming up, we've got Krista's news shortly, but first, let's get back into the music. Late September Dogs with Run With Me right here on the Family Meeting.
I'm sick of all this hiding. Shadows and lies. I wanna be the one that's crying. Aren't I dangerous? A little bit lighter, or just a little bit darker, a little bit more than you're willing to give. Run with me. Just a little bit lower.
NWCZradio.com. I get it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Welcome back to the family meeting. That was Clover Jane and American Dream right here on NWCZradio.com. Are you going to produce something?
And the news.
And
the
it's time for the news. Krista.
And now more random crap nobody cares about. The news with Krista.
Hello, everyone.
Not exactly
that dramatic entry. We are going to explore the state of Florida because they acted really messed up this week.
You know, we always make fun of Florida, and I kind of wonder if the people in Florida actually sit around and read news about what happens up here and make fun of us. I can't imagine because they're such freaking
if
weirdos down
there. If I can't find
there.
This kind of news about us here, I'm sure they can't find this kind of news about us when they're there.
You got to figure they don't print this stuff in Florida. They're probably printing bad stuff about us that we
I'm
don't
sure
print about us.
I'm sure the people in Florida have read the internet.
I watch the
I don't go to secret anti-Florida websites to find these news stories.
I watch Highly Questionable with Dan Le Batard. All the time on SportsCenter, and not on SportsCenter on ESPN, and he's from Miami, and he says that like this happens a lot where like drug smugglers will be flying planes over like with barrels of marijuana, and like the Coast Guard's following them, so they'll just kick the fucking bales out, and so you'll just be sitting in your backyard at a barbecue, and a bale of marijuana will just fall in your pool, and he says that shit just happens. He says it happens all the time. So,
what kind of neighborhood does he live in?
I don't know, but I want to move there. Sounds like a good investment property.
Be best if it landed on your barbecue. You wouldn't even get off your ass. You'd just get high.
Well, none of these stories are involving marijuana bricks falling on people's heads or anything. So.
He didn't say bricks. He said bales. Just big ones.
The first lady here, she was arrested for assaulting her boyfriend because he refused to have sex with her. She wanted to get it on, and he wanted to watch TV. So she launched a physical attack. He tried to run away, but she chased him down the street while he was in only his underwear. and he was able to call 911. Must have been a cell phone. I don't know what pocket he kept it in. When the officers arrived, they saw he had like minor scrapes and a cut on his forehead and scratches and stuff. And she told them that their argument was not only was verbal at first, but then he headbutted her. So then that turned physical. She admitted
to
using
her on to where she wanted to have sex with the
and
dude.
He probably went to jail for it.
She admitted to using a mop handle to break his windshield and chasing him down the street because she was mad. She was booked into jail and charged with domestic battery.
Oh.
Oh, she went to jail. They do shit different in Florida.
Yeah, Florida. And the shit don't fly here.
Did they post a picture of her? Because I really want to know what TV show would have been more entertaining than having sex with his girlfriend.
They did. Here's the photo. She's half smiling in her mugshot. She's not hideously ugly,
no,
but she's not horribly attractive.
I mean, if you're dating her, I guess. Okay.
I mean, it doesn't show what he looks like either. That might be the best he could do. Who knows?
That's true. But that was the first thing that I thought of is exactly what does this woman look like? What kind of a troll was he dating where he'd rather watch TV than have sex with her?
This next guy was thrown in jail for headbutting his mother and burning down her house.
People what headbutt a lot in Florida.
This guy's got some padding. Check that hairdo.
Holy shit.
It's like a clown wig, you guys. It's like
that has to be a wig.
It's yeah, I don't know.
I thought they took that kind of stuff away from you when they booked you into prison.
So he's 18 years old. He got in a fight with his mom over a cell phone. So he got angry and grabbed her by the wrist, pushed her on the bed, and headbutted her twice in her forehead. Then he doused two couches and her bed with gasoline and set them on fire. So the fire was started shortly after midnight and destroyed the entire house. So he's in jail for arson and domestic battery.
That's awesome. Attempted murder.
They, when they get into a fight with family down in Florida, it ain't no joke. They start burning houses down and headbutting
people.
Well,
what kind of cell phone argument were they having? Like, you texted too much last
month?
Yeah,
exactly. Like, that was a $300 bill, and now you owe me a house. How the hell do you go from that to you owe me a house?
Oh, I don't think she's going to collect a house from this guy. He doesn't look like he's got very good job prospects. You guys looked at the picture.
He looks like Ronald McDonald with that hair. He's got
dark roots.
Looks like he was French kissing a light socket.
He has like, oh man, like curly, like afro, but it's like orange.
Yeah, and it's not like an afro. It's like it's sticking straight. It
looks like a clown wig.
It looks like a white man afro on a black dude.
I don't know, but
genetics were not kind to that guy.
Maybe that's why he was so mad. He burnt the house down.
Exactly.
She had a cell phone picture of him. She was gonna
post it on Facebook, and he didn't want nobody to see what he looks like. And now he's all over the internet.
This next guy, John, is gonna be angry at his charge. He's been charged with a felony. He went to McDonald's and asked him for a water cup. You know, because they have different water cups than pop cups, so they know what you should be drinking. So he went to the little drink dispenser thing and got himself a soda pop in his water cup. So he takes this in the cup, walks outside. He's sitting on the sidewalk drinking it. So I don't know if he's homeless or what, but he's sitting on the sidewalk drinking it. They come out and they tell him they want a dollar because he didn't get water. And he said, no, I'm not giving you a dollar. So they call the cops.
You got change for $100?
The cops come, and this guy has previously been charged with theft. So this is a felony for this dollar that he didn't give them for the soda.
I thought a felony was actually, I thought there was a dollar value that you had to
reach
for
the felony
it to be a
theft. Trespassing and disorderly intoxication.
Trespassing, boy.
They like to throw that one around. That's a cop's favorite a favorite thing to charge somebody with is trespassing.
Yeah, that's what I went to jail for too. But it's bullshit. It's like 4 ounces of soda. Have you ever like those water cups?
Yeah, it's like a dime.
They're like those Listerine. It's less than it's like a quarter of
probably half a cent of what they paid for the syrup that
it's like. It's like a little Listerine cup that they give you for water.
The funny thing is they ought to arrest Ronald for felony murder because every person that puts a McDonald's burger in their mouth it's almost like they're trying to kill him.
I mean that I'll give a guy a felony or whatever. It doesn't the law's crooked anyway.
Well, if he's homeless, a felony charge probably just gives him a place to sleep for
it
the
doesn't
night.
Say he's homeless, but that's what I was taking away from the story.
Yeah, I was going to say he took a drink. He stole a drink from McDonald's and went and sat out on the curb.
I mean, who hasn't wheezed the juice? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know, Polly.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, holy shit, we just stepped back into like 1987. You know, he was just in town performing, and he still uses that freaking shtick.
Yeah.
Oh, it's I just can't believe that he's still trying to make money off the weasel.
Although I went to Safeway the other day.
That sounded really bad.
I went to Safeway the other day and got like some chicken strips or whatever, and it came with a soda, and so I filled the soda up and I went around, did my shopping, I paid, and there was like a quarter of it was gone, so it was like I was passing the soda machine on the way out, and so I topped it off. I wheezed the juice. And I actually looked over my shoulder. I was like,
because that shit's a felony.
Yeah, because apparently it's a strike against me. I had no idea.
If they put those things out there, those drink dispensers, people are going to do that. You can't expect people to not top off their drink. I assume if there's a drink dispenser out there, you give me a cup, I can keep going back for free refills.
Otherwise, the drink dispenser should be on your side of the
counter.
Exactly.
Do your goddamn job and fill up the drink fill up my drink instead of being freaking lazy and telling me to do it.
Oh, they're super lazy now because you don't even have to, like, have you seen the drive-ins? They don't even have to fill them up.
Yeah, it's all automatic.
It's like a little roller coaster of cups that just like rolls around and fills sodas up.
I have not seen that.
You haven't seen that?
It like drops a cup and it goes around. It's actually pretty cool. Okay, I get bored in the drive through. It looks cool to me.
Jason's like, look at the cup go by. You're one of the mentally handicapped ones. We
prefer mentally challenged.
No, you're not challenged. You're just like everybody else.
I'm handy capable. Leave me alone.
All right, this next guy might be handy capable. He lives in Gainesville. He allegedly fled the scene of an accident and then said he left because he had the runs. He struck another vehicle and ran over several newspaper boxes.
Oh, I thought you were going to say newspaper boys.
No. Then he got out of his car and took off on foot. So they found him later at a nearby Walmart store. Surprise, surprise.
He literally had the
runs. He hangs at a Walmart. They said his breath and clothes smelled like alcohol and his eyes were bloodshot and watery. He would not take a breathalyzer and said he didn't realize he hit another car. So they asked him why he took off so fast, and he said he had the runs and had to get to the restroom immediately.
So he abandoned his vehicle to run instead of driving it. We just had the segment last week where the guy was shitting people's yards. I mean, if you got
same
the
guy, maybe
if it's that bad, just jump out and shit on the side of the road, get it done with.
And I don't know, but I've had situations where my eyes got bloodshot and watery because I had to take a shit too.
I think you should have gone to the bathroom a little sooner. If it backs up into your
looking.
Eyes.
I was looking for a can to go to, and it just wasn't happening.
Where were you when you could not find a bathroom?
Okay, if you make that commute from WSU back to Seattle, there's a long stretch on there on Highway 26 where there ain't nothing. And
then why
didn't
you just pull over and take a shit on the side of the road?
I'll be damned if I'm going to go shit in somebody's pasture. I'm not...
Pasture. Yeah, don't shit on a pasture.
Pasture.
Yeah, you shit on some pastures. It's just fertilizer. They spray that shit on
the cows are going to do it anyway.
Okay, I'm not going to drop trowel and just cop a squat in somebody's yard or somebody's pasture.
A lot of that area is not yards. Okay, don't try to pull that shit. I've taken that drive many a time.
I've had to pull over and shit in that little porta potty.
You had to pull over. You told us last week you shit in mom and dad's yard.
Well, not in my vehicle. that's from Spokane. That's not from Wazoo. Never mind. There's like a weight station in the middle of nowhere, and it's not even. It's just like this little hut with a porta potty behind it. And like the door didn't close and shit. No, I didn't care. I had to take care of my business.
That's pretty bad when a porta potty door don't close.
I had to take in my own toilet paper too. Yeah.
It's pretty bad when you carry your own toilet paper.
I was going to say, I don't know what's more disturbing about that story. The fact that you roll around with your own toilet paper? Because that's a guy with a plan.
And he was never even a Boy Scout.
Well, I wasn't.
Always be prepared, John. Always be prepared.
I wasn't on a 10-speed. I was in a semi-truck. It's a condo slab. I had everything to live in there. Microwaves and all kinds of shit. And
did you have
paper.
A toilet?
No, I did not have a toilet.
Okay. Never mind.
Because he planned on going by that hut.
I guess so.
I think
but
I
anyway, that's enough of the news.
I think I had it because I was sick at the time and I was blowing my nose like every 10 minutes
I'm
or something.
I'm so glad you said you were blowing your nose. I didn't want any more of a graphic detail on that. So that's all the news for this week?
That's all we're going to talk about.
Afraid of
some
where
guy
we might
sharted himself and...
That's not news.
It wasn't you got a felony for it.
All right. We're going to go ahead and get back into the music with Afraid of Figs and Baby I'm Dead right here on The Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
Shopping for the rug to sweep me under. You become allergic to my smile. Your looks will last a little longer. Seemed almost lifelike for a while. Can't afford to buy your love, I can't even rent it. It'll never be enough, you've already spent it. Your word shot straight into my head. Baby, I'm dead. Baby, I'm dead. Baby, I'm dead. Your dreams. When good news breaks, you'd better fix it. I'm not the puzzle piece you need. Can't afford to buy your love, I can't even rent it. It'll never be enough, you've already spent it. Your word shot straight into my head. Baby, I'm dead. Shot straight into my head. Baby, I'm dead. 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 Baby, I'm dead.
Family Meeting. That was Afraid of Figs and Baby I'm Dead. And I want to say again, if you get a chance to go see those guys, they kicked ass on Friday night at the Crocodile. Get out there and see them. They're hilarious. T came out in a freaking wedding dress to start the show with a boa, and they're just really cool guys and
with a
hilarious.
What?
A boa. And the only reason I know that is because Hulk Hogan used to wear one.
You didn't see that, John? It was purple.
He had a purple boa on.
I saw he had some on. I just wanted to know why.
John didn't know what it was called because he's apparently more of a man than I am.
And now it's time for what should be an intervention. John's Drink of the Week.
That's Becca telling us that it's time to get to the next segment.
I think that was Becca trying to get John to not cut down her husband.
I paid her extra for that.
So since
Krista, I don't want to hear about what you're paying her.
Since Krista cut that last segment short because we were talking about assholes and shitting on people all the time, and she didn't like that, we're going to just scoot right along. And the drink of the week this week
scoot
is a,
right along.
It's a flaming asshole.
I believe this drink was made exclusively for John.
Now, you can get a flaming asshole multiple ways.
Taco Bell, Five Guys Cajun Fries.
You can get one by ordering it at the bar as a flaming asshole. Or you can get one like Jason said. Anything on the Taco Bell menu will give you a flaming asshole.
Oh, especially those new Doritos Locos Tacos. I love them, but man, they upset my stomach.
I never had one. And they're here.
It's like nachos in your mouth.
Why don't you just eat nachos? The nachos will actually be in your mouth.
Because I can't get nachos for $1.19.
Damn,
anything you could buy for a buck 19 is going to give you the shits.
Yeah, it's like $1 Chinese food.
Hey, now, Chris's boyfriend says that was the best Chinese food he'd ever had.
That don't mean none. I'm sure gave him a flaming asshole, I'll tell you that much.
I've seen that guy eat some nasty shit, though, so that really doesn't surprise me.
I
digress.
Let's just go on to something new.
Were we doing something here? Was there a point to this segment?
I bought some wet naps. Is that what they're wet? The wet towelettes?
Wet naps,
just
yeah.
Call them baby wipes.
Baby wipes. Just in case I had a flaming asshole, I could cool it down. And I never used
you
them.
You truly are the poster child for the Boy Scouts. You always come prepared. Just in case I got a flaming asshole, I went and bought some baby wipes. But I always roll around with toilet paper.
But I wasn't prepared because when I finally got a flaming asshole, it had been so long and the baby wipes were fucking dry. And it wasn't baby wipes.
A dry baby wipe is harder than regular toilet paper.
It's almost like a Swiffer. That's
Yeah, it was
or sandpaper, yeah.
I didn't use them, but they were like, you know, paper towels, like hard ass paper towels. It was very very depressing when I reached in the box and found out that they were all dried up. So back to the flaming asshole.
I'm just picturing you sitting there just in anticipation of your baby wipes. Oh, and yeah. Like, oh, they're hard to dry.
I got some wet ones down here. Oh.
I think we've all seen that just completely devastated look on John's face before that only would occur when his wet naps were dry.
I hope that's not when you saw it. That means you were spying on me taking a shit. I hope that wasn't the time you saw that.
I can't believe you keep wet naps by the toilet just in case you get a flaming asshole.
Well, I don't now. They're dry naps, but so
are they still there?
Yeah, they're still there. Just
why don't you just throw them out?
What if I run out of toilet paper? I'm a Boy Scout. I got to keep shit around.
In case you need to sand.
I saw this lady
on
TV that doesn't use toilet paper. They use towels.
Oh, yeah.
I heard about that, and that is disgusting.
She makes people wipe their ass with the hand towels and then put them in a box.
It's a bucket on the ground.
How did we get on this subject? This is supposed to be drink of the week.
And the guy was like,
"This is the least appetizing way we could discuss this.
It's not meal of the week."
The guy was like,
"It's for John."
The guy was like, he goes in there to take a shit, and he has to grab one of these towels, and they got like, you know, shit streaks on them, you know, because they're shit towels. And you gotta wipe your ass with someone else's shit streak. Oh, it's just
the little boy is folding laundry, and the mom is like, "That's still good. Just fold it."
Imagine going to that woman's house to take a shower. No, that's all right. I'll air dry.
Yeah,
I'm not going to use a goddamn towel.
She cut them all into little like 4x4 squares.
You grab the wrong towel. Looks like a zebra. Yeah, you're exactly. Like, I'm not using this.
That is the coolest design I've ever seen on a towel.
Anyway,
back to the drink.
And back to a flaming asshole.
That's where we were at.
And then John starts to speak. That was too perfect. Can we flag that?
So the flaming asshole is it's grenadine. Green cream de menthe. It's just de menthe, but cream.
Yeah. Green mint.
Green mint. Cream de banana.
You don't have to say it with an accent. Just cause it's got a day in it.
And 151 rum. So it's a grenadine, cream mint, cream banana, and 151. And that is a flaming asshole.
That sounds like that would give you a flaming asshole.
We were playing pool, like I said, on Wednesday, and I beat the guy with an 8-ball break to win. And I've done that like 3 times this session, so to 8-balls to win the match.
Yeah.
And every time it's my captain going, John, one time, give me an 8-ball, one time. And so when he calls him out for me, I'm seriously like 60% like getting 8-ball breaks. And so I made that elbow break, and I was like screaming and hollering. And the bartender looks at me, and goes, "John, another drink," and gave me the sign for another drink. And I was like, I am screaming like a fucking lunatic right now. And she's like, "Yeah, you look like you need another one.
You look like you need another
so
drink."
So do you feel like an asshole? Because apparently that's your call for another drink.
Yeah, John acts all wild, and that's his call for another drink.
He starts jumping up and down and screaming. They're like, "Oh, he needs a drink."
That's the John mating call
way.
For alcohol.
When it happened, it kind of blew me back. I was like, really? I thought she'd be like, "Oh, John, no more." But she was like, "Yeah, you need another one? Yeah, it's on the way."
Have you ever been cut off in a bar?
Or just on an airplane?
I got cut off on the airplane. I don't know.
Oh, didn't you say you got cut off at the Hitch and Post a couple weeks ago?
The Hitch and Post don't cut nobody off.
That's what I thought. Or the jerseys or something. When anyway, never
mind. No, I wasn't cut off. The guy, he wouldn't make.
And they won't give you any more drinks. That's what that means, cut
That's
off.
That's cut off. Yeah.
No, he wouldn't let me run a tab.
That's right. That's what it was.
Without me giving him my credit card that he would then just give to somebody else, and they'd go spend $300 and watch a movie and go to 7-Eleven and spend $86 at 7-Eleven. Who the fuck spends $86 at 7-Eleven? Well, somebody with my credit card spends $86 at 7-Eleven. When he gives my credit card, that's what happens. And so that's why I didn't give my... Oh, what, where were we?
That means we're going to stop.
Yeah.
That might get you cut off when I tip the drink over the guy's lap and tell him my driver's license is fine.
So, John's going to be drinking Flaming Assholes all week.
If he can get a bartender to serve him one now.
And once again, that's another one of those drinks I almost want video of you walking up and ordering, going, I want a Flaming Asshole. Don't order that at Neighbors. That's all I'm going to say. We're going to get back into the music. We've got the Willow Collective and A World Apart right here on the Family Meeting.
Fades away.
Do you really need more than one tip of Dorito?
Welcome back to the family meeting. That was the Willow Collective and A World Apart.
So we're sitting here and we're watching TV as we're doing this here in the studio.
Because we don't entertain ourselves either.
Because we don't like. We actually hate each other. We don't want to talk to each other when the mics are off.
And the Dorito taco came on, and Jason was like,
I got a little excited.
There it is, and they're coming out with a ranch flavored, and it just reminded me of Friday when he was talking about the fat bitch. He was like, "This fat bitch know all the bootleg snacks." She's like, "The new Twinkie coming out with the sprinkles inside, and it got glitter and shit, and the ding dong with the vanilla and the."
And my only question is, do you really need two kinds of Dorito tacos?
Yeah, you got to have the nacho and the cool ranch.
Do you follow them on Twitter?
Are they all going to give you the shits or just the Dorito nacho?
If it's off the Taco Bell menu, it's going to give you the shits.
Where do you find out the new upcoming events of Taco Bell?
They tweet at him.
Actually, Becca is the one that told me about the cool ranch. I did not
actually know. So they tweet at her.
That. Yeah. She's the tweeter in the group.
Hell yeah, she is. She out-tweeted Kevin Smith over the weekend.
And you can follow her at Rebecca Ann Curtis Music at Twitter.
And if you ever want to get on Jason's good side, just bring him a nacho cheese or a ranch-styled taco.
I was going to give you shit about that because you're putting me on blast for knowing all the
bootleg snacks.
All the bootleg snacks, but I can't say anything because I've actually found myself searching Google for where to get cheese puffs.
Don't tell people that shit.
Cheesy poos.
Because there's a certain kind. I don't want to get into it.
A certain
Thank
kind.
You.
Of, I think you got to go to the
this
ghetto.
This conversation's making me sad.
I think the conversation's making me fat.
It's not the conversation.
Vision does that.
Yeah, after the show, you're about to go home and get some cheesy poos on the way.
Only if you found the right store on Google.
Yeah, I got to find the right ones.
I say Winco.
Winco had them for like 3 weeks. Now they're gone.
Well,
I ate them all, apparently.
Well, I'll go home and I'll search and try to get you some bootleg websites where you can find some cheesy
poos. Nally was the company. Nally was the company that made them.
All right, guys. Show's over. Follow
the show,
me.
Show's been over for a good 2 minutes now.
Follow me on Twitter. My Twitter tag is JohnCurtis316. Make sure you hit us up on Facebook at the Family Meeting page. Click that like button and send in some questions for the Bambino so we can bring him back next week.
And we've actually got two Facebook pages. We've got the group page and the actual station page.
We're making it difficult for you. So if you can't find the like button, look for us again.
Yeah,
that's right. We're all over the place, so find us. If you don't, you're not looking hard enough.
And I have been working on a web page for the show here. I did it for my final last quarter, and I'm going to be hopefully unveiling that next week. So make sure you log in so I can tell you the address. We're gonna have some fun, exciting things happening there. Little interaction with you guys, and that should be fun. So listen next week, and we'll give you more details.
My Twitter is Krista Curtis 1, which is CHRISTA Curtis and the number 1.
And mine is Jason Curtis 925. Email us at thefamilymeeting@nwccradio.com. Email us if you like us. Email us if you hate us. If there's another show on the station, like maybe Jay's show or one of the other shows that you're just a little pissed off at, it, maybe they said something that you didn't like, email us your complaints about them too, and we'll make sure it gets back to them.
Yeah, because we
not
never
say care what we say.
We never say anything that piss people off.
Yeah, exactly.
Or I don't. I don't know about you assholes.
Yeah. Everybody thinks you're a racist. You alienated an entire continent of people. Keep listening. The aquarium's coming up with Kingfish and Big Mike.
why are
you gonna bring up old shit? The aquarium's coming up next, followed by the Northwest Metal Zone with Chance Pittenger. And as always, thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.